a little virus, which we do not even know, a little virus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a nutshell is saying, you know what? I am in control. Just to let everybody know.
This journey, this road that I travel on, it all seems crazy. Over the years, I picked up thousands of tag-alongs, inspired by my story from a juvenile, when my clothes had holes in them and my afro was picky. To them 90s, Moschino and Versace, no laces in Arachis, new millennium.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Before I start, I want to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most just. All praises, glory and gratitude belong to him. I came to Turkey last Monday night, Tuesday morning, for a little break, for a little holiday, alhamdulillah. And also I had a few things to do as well. So I thought I'd just do both of them at the same time. And then we saw the escalation of the coronavirus in the UK increasing. And as far as I know, right now in Turkey, I've been told that, you know, people have been told to stay away from crowded places. Some people are being sent back from work. So the matter's getting serious. Now, there is a lot of things that we can learn from this, you know, and we should, as Muslims, reflect, you know, because Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Imran, verse 190, if I'm not mistaken, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the night and day, there are signs for those who have wisdom, the ones who, you know, use their intellect. And we have to use our intellect. So it's not just signs, you know, when we look at the creation of the heavens and the earth and then the alternation of the night and day, but when we look around us, these signs, yeah, be it diseases, whatever it may be, as Muslims, what do we take from this? Now, the first thing that we need to acknowledge and understand, brothers and sisters, is that the chaos that's happening. So you see, like, you know, Black Friday sales, etc., when people are going on a mad one, trying to kick people in the face, you know, take people's eyes out for the TV they already have at home. It's just psychological, you know. Yes, I need to go and get something. Why? I don't know. I just need to go and get it. So we're in this chaos. Now, this time it's not TV, it's not computer, it's toilet rolls. Now, I'm very curious, why toilet rolls? You know, I'm thinking the least case scenario that's going to happen is you're just going to need water to wash your backside, you know, and maybe use a towel or something to dry it, you know. You don't need to fight over toilet rolls. But when you see Muslims falling for this and acting like animals, you know, and behaving like animals, we should be people that don't only just care about ourselves, but others. But there's another lesson to be learned from this. The other lesson that we should learn from this is the following. Look how people are acting because there is a disease that we do not know about. They are acting like it's Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is the day of judgment. Now, this is not even a matter of people going to the fire or not. So if people are so selfish when it comes to their self over a toilet roll, imagine the day of judgment when they're going to be thrown into the fire. The very people that you follow, celebrities, Muslim YouTubers, myself, whoever it may be, you know, we're going to be caring about ourselves. Let that be a reminder. I will be going about my own business. I'll be caring about myself, nobody else. Another thing that is profound and I think is a hikmah behind coronavirus is that we can't come and say, okay, first it started with, okay, maybe it's a punishment for China. Maybe, maybe not. However, I think this is a warning to all of us. Because before I would think to myself, we live in a selfish times where we look at brothers and sisters and we've become desensitized in Syria and people being blown up into pieces and we think, oh, that would never happen to us. Well, guess what? Allah is not dropping bombs on us, but the whole wide entire world is now on the verge of panic, paranoia. Who's got it? Somebody coughs. I would have been like, subhanAllah, has he got it? Now we are afraid to come out our houses, just like our brothers and sisters who are afraid to come out because bombs might be falling. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a sunnah to make us feel that fear. And Allah says in the Quran that He will test us with fear, with loss of life and wealth, etc., etc., etc. And fear is one of those. Now we live in absolute fear. Have I got the coronavirus? But I don't want to get the coronavirus. We're living in that fear. And Allah will do that. When you care about yourself, when you turn away from the Quran and Sunnah, and all you care about is making money, increasing your lifestyle, you know, buying new shoes, clothes, etc. When you only care about yourself, the fear will come into your very household, and that's exactly what's happening. That's point number one. Point number two, brothers and sisters, what I want to touch upon is that there is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which states the following. And I saw this on Ustad Yahya's post, and it was profound. The Prophet ﷺ said, immorality never appears amongst the people to such an extent that they commit it openly, but plagues and diseases that were never known among the predecessors will spread among them. SubhanAllah, if this is not a sign, if this is not a sign, new diseases, when people are committing immorality, one of the signs of their judgment is that people will be having fornication out on the streets, and the best amongst them will be the ones who would come and say to them, look, at least go behind the wall. That's going to be the best amongst them. Look, you can do it, just do it behind the wall. That's the best amongst them, you know. When that happens, these diseases are going to prevail. What we need to understand is the following, yeah? That you are living in God's planet. If you don't want to obey His laws, leave the planet. Well, you're going to go to, when we say, you know, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, or praise belong to the Lord of whole entire mankind, yeah? Anywhere you go belongs to Him. You choose not to obey Him, this is what happens. Now, this, some people might see this as harsh, you know, the problem of evil, your God. Hold on a second, what about all the transgression that we do towards God? All the transgression that we do. And He's given us so many blessings, but we choose to go and do the evil acts, the haram acts. You've got so many juices, but you want to drink alcohol. So many meats, but you want to eat pork, you know. And I'm talking to, you know, Muslims and those who, you know, in general. That's point number two for us to learn. Point number three, which I found really profound, is when this happens, a little virus, which we do not even know, a little virus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a nutshell is saying, you know what? I am in control. Just to let everybody know that Allah is basically, and in a nutshell you can say, saying, look, I'm in control. What's happening in India, China, oppression, whoever, whatever's going on around the world, to the Muslims as well. This is a severe warning to the Muslims as well. You've left the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah saying, I am in total control. Allah is in absolute control, and He's letting you know who the real boss is. So you can humble yourself down. Don't walk on the earth proudly, because your feet cannot, you know, open up the earth. It's a lesson for us to humble yourself, because the one who is controlled of the earth and the universe is letting you know a little virus, just a little virus that you can't even maybe detect yourself, you can't even see it, you know, you can only see the symptoms, you know, I'll send that little thing, you know, and that will cause panic, let alone something severe. That's point number three. Now, point number four, brothers and sisters, as Muslims, we should know better. What can we do to help our wider community? Not myself go and buy toilet rolls, fight over it, punch people. This is disgusting behavior. You're absolutely pathetic. As Muslims, we should know. I heard a couple in Scotland is preparing these little medical kits. Look at how beautiful that is. To give to their neighbors. Yeah? This is how, as Muslims, we should be. How can I help somebody else rather than helping myself? You know? So let's think and plan and think, you know, how can I help my neighbors? Is there elderly? You know, we should have, as Salam, our organization, we're planning, okay, how can we help the elderly, Muslim or non-Muslim, who may not be able to come out of their house, they're vulnerable, how can we do their shopping, etc.? We're thinking of ways, how can we do that as a Salam organization, you know? That is what we're planning to do. And I'm sure Ayera and the other organizations are doing the same as well. How can we help other people? That's point number four. Point number five, that this issue of the niqab ban. Now, the niqab ban is quite funny now, because it was like, you know, security risk. You know, the nations were using this as a security risk, you know, and we want to see the faceless oppression. How can they have communication with someone that covers their face? Interesting. Very interesting. You know, it's so interesting. I'm going to put my feet up and address this issue like that, you know, in this manner. It's so interesting, because the thing is, now it's shown that this is not a matter of security. This is not a matter of how you're going to communicate with someone you can't see. Well, you communicate with a lot of people over the phone that you can't see. And you have good communication, you know. You understand each other, you know, you're talking. Yeah, the niqab doesn't stop you. Niqab doesn't mean you shut your mouth, you know. Now, that has exposed these Islamophobe countries. All of these countries, yeah, be it France, wherever it may be, that have a problem with the niqab ban. It's not a niqab ban. All these people, be it Muslims, whatever it may be, their problem is not that. The problem they have is with Islam. These are just excuses. This has shown that now people are covering their faces. You're not coming out the houses. You know, you can have communication with these people. You can talk to these people. They're not a security risk. Yeah? You can have all of these. Now it's come to light that, look, that's not the issue. So let's just expose them. So there's a lot of wisdoms behind it. And reasons why things happen, everything happens for a reason. And it's important as Muslims for us to reflect upon it. And I'm going to finish on this note, brothers and sisters, that once again, alhamdulillah, we should this should be a sign for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should get closer to us understanding the Quran and Sunnah instead of turning our back against it and indulging in the worldly affairs where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put everything to halt. The markets are collapsing. Yeah? People don't know how they're going to survive. Yeah? This shows you that one little virus can flip the whole thing upside down. And I hope that this is a reminder for us to show who is really in control, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is control of all your affairs, everything. So put your trust in Him. If you pass away due to this, we know that if somebody, the Prophet said, if dies from plague or certain diseases, etc., they will die as a martyr. Inshallah, be patient, look after the vulnerable, the elderly, your parents, non-Muslim, Muslim, take care of the wider community as a whole instead of being selfish like animals and fighting one another. Learn to share, because your risk, what is destined for you, is going to reach you. So don't think you're taking somebody else's, you're just causing yourself sin. So inshallah, brothers and sisters, that's about it from me. I thought I'd give you guys a little reminder and a little light joke on the side. This is the reason why Turkey has maybe needed low cases of this virus. Here's a little video which I took in the toilet. Please check it out. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.